Colorado is heaven for fly fishermen. Saw many recently on the Green River. Are you picturing men and their waders snapping a line back and forth? Well, two female guides are working to change that picture. Allison Borden of Colorado Public Radio reports.
You want a nice kind of soft J shape from the tip of the rod down to the fly line.
Caitlin Boyer stands on the bank of the South Catamount Reservoir in Colorado Springs. She's showing Lauren McKenzie how to cast a line with a steady, rhythmic whip.
The reason we call this angling is that beautiful arc in the rod.
It's almost silent, aside from the light swish of a rod and the buzz of flies. Except when you catch a fish.
Oh, set, set, set! Yes!
It's a trout, about a foot long.
He has gorgeous spots.
Boyer calls it a lovely game of tug of war.
There's just nothing quite like having a bite and like biting a fish and landing it.
Boyer is a certified fly fishing guide, but some clients can't see past the fact that she's a woman. One time, a man found out he was paired with her and tried to back out of the tour. Boyer convinced him to give it a chance.
You know, I took him out, and when I was doing my demo, I caught a really nice fish on my first cast and netted it and showed it to him. And he was like, oh, well, if we're catching fish like that all day, then I'm going to be happy. And I'm like, yeah, you will be happy.
When Boyer got certified at Colorado Mountain College, she was the only woman in the course. The next year, the course again had just one woman, Robin Schmidt.
If I were to change anything about the program, that was it, that I wouldn't be the only woman. I mean, it was a little lonely.
Schmidt and Boyer bonded over that loneliness. They saw more women getting into fly fishing, and yet...
just in this region, there's only probably a handful of female guides.
Boyer thinks women are more comfortable learning from other women. She says clients tell her they wouldn't have booked tours with male guides.
Male guides, a lot of them, their whole thing is kind of tough love. They yell at you a lot. You're constantly being scolded.
So Boyer and Schmidt created a scholarship for women at Colorado Mountain College and raised money to fund it. This spring, they awarded three women with scholarship packages. Mark Cole helped create the guide program.
This year's class, the 2019 class, 75% of the class was women.
As more women get involved, the industry has taken note. Rachel Lineweber manages Angler's Covey in Colorado Springs. It's a cavernous fly shop with live bait, boat rentals, and all of the gear. This year, there's some new gear made specifically for women.
Coming out in fall, we have our first wader with a zipper. Men have had that for so long, so where they can easily relieve themselves.
Lineweber has been fishing her entire life, but admits...
we do still have an uphill battle.
Just recently, she stopped into another fly shop.
They got quiet, stopped talking, and just stared at me. And then one of them was like, hey, you've been fly fishing before? And just assumed I didn't know anything.
Back on the banks of the South Catamount Reservoir, Lauren McKenzie is thrilled about landing a trout.
In 7 years I've lived in Colorado, doing regular conventional fishing, I don't think I ever caught a fish. So that might be my first Colorado fish ever.
On the fly,
yep. Yeah!
McKenzie's now looking to buy some used gear and plans to go fly fishing with Caitlin Boyer again sometime this year. For Here and Now, I'm Allison Borden.